Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On our Western Hotline, we'll talk a little bit about the NFL draft. Jeremy and I were talking about Miami and the story that the Dolphins are trying to trade up, would maybe try and get up to number one to take a quarterback. We'll bring that up, among other issues, with Russell Brown. He is the national scout for Cover1.net, and Russell is with us right now. Russell, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hopefully everything's okay in your neck of the woods where you are.
Yes, things are, we're hanging in there. Things are, moving slowly without the world of sports around us. But yeah, we're doing well. How are you guys?
We're okay. We're in, we're doing the whole separate studios thing, but we're getting by, and we're finding things to talk about. Football being a lot of it, Russell. And there was a story yesterday. Let's start there. I want to get you on the Bills, of course, and what they might be looking at in the second round and some other things. But there's a story out now that Miami is trying to trade up, and I wanted to ask you. I know you did a piece recently about Joe Burrow and why the Bengals should take him and build around Joe Burrow. I was going to ask you, is it worth it for Cincinnati to trade out? I guess you're going to tell me no at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really tough for the Bengals to pass on a quarterback like Joe Burrow. I mean, I understand there's really only this 1 year of production, but ultimately, what really stands out with Burrow is just he has just so many elite traits about him, his ability to improvise and his vision and just his overall, ability to make every throw on the field. So for the Bengals to pass away, pass out of that position and move back and I understand Miami could give you the farm. I mean, I guess it really depends. If you're getting, three first-round picks this year, five total first-round picks or something like that, I mean, I think you could maybe see that happen. But ultimately, I don't see the Bengals doing it. I could see the Dolphins moving up, maybe swapping spots with the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was Justin Herbert for them rather than Tua. But we'll see exactly how it goes in a couple of weeks.
That's what you talked about Burrow, and that's what I was curious about. If you're the Bengals, what grade do they have on Burrow? What grade do they have on whoever the next quarterback is on their board? How big, in your estimation, is the gap between Burrow and whoever you have as the second-best quarterback in the draft?
Yeah, it's Burrow and then Tua, and Burrow is number two on my board. Tua is down there at nine, and Tua is really only there just simply because of the medicals. I have my concerns there. I docked him quite a few points just because of that. So on my overall board, Burrow will be there at 94, Tua sitting there at 88. So it's not a drastic gap, but just simply the medicals are a big concern with Tua. And then with Justin Herbert, he's down quite a bit in the mid-20s just simply because I think he's a bigger project than people want to take on or believe. I think he struggled quite a bit, and he never really got better. He never reached the level that he was supposed to reach as a quarterback. He was a player that struggled, I thought, with mechanics and progressions, and I think really what you see is what you're going to get. I am interested to see. I mean, obviously, I think the Bengals will take Joe Burrow, but I mean, if a trade rumor does, if the trade becomes a real thing that actually happens, I mean, if they move back and they end up taking Justin Herbert, I would assume that's simply because they got to know him at the Senior Bowl and they probably liked quite a bit about him. But it's tough to gauge at this point. I just think it's Joe Burrow or bust for the Bengals, and I think Burrow's the best.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let's say Miami calls Cincinnati and they strike out, and they still want to move up from five. They're worried that somebody else might maybe get ahead of them, whatever the case may be. If you're Washington, if you're Detroit, if you're the Giants, and I don't know who you've got mocked to those teams. I know typically a lot of people putting Chase Young on Washington, and I think it's Okuda, the cornerback, to Detroit. If you're those teams, how good are the – should they want to drop down from 2 to 5, 3 to 5, whatever? Or are the players that could go after Burrow that good that you just don't even talk to the Dolphins about it?
If I'm Washington, I'm not passing on the opportunity to take Chase Young. I mean, Jack Del Rio, every defense he's been a part of, he's had a cornerstone. I don't want to say a cornerstone edge rusher, but essentially, yes, a cornerstone edge rusher in guys like when he was in Denver. He had Von Miller. In 2002, when he was with Carolina, he had Julius Peppers, and they took him second overall. You know, when he was in Oakland at the time, Oakland, not the Las Vegas Raiders, they had Khalil Mack. So everywhere he's gone, he's had talented edge rushers, and the same can be here where he can get Chase Young. And I mean, their defensive line would be essentially set as they move to a four-man front. I think they would be obviously taking a huge step in the right direction. It makes Ryan Kerrigan, who's an aging veteran, a little bit expendable. So it doesn't make sense for them to move out. If you're Detroit, Jeff Okuda makes a lot of sense. They don't have a true number one corner on their roster. Desmond Trufant, $2 million deal, $14 million guaranteed. It's all nice, but it's not a long-term solution. They don't have a long-term solution at the position. So moving back to 5, you're still in position to get Jeff Okuda, in my personal opinion. You get some extra draft capital. It all works out for them. So I think Detroit is just the most likely landing spot for Miami and Detroit to make a deal.
We're with Russell Brown from CoverOne.net. He's their national scout. Russell, we know we're hearing from teams about, you know, they didn't necessarily want the draft where it was, and, you know, you can't have your traditional offseason at this point of everybody being in the building and your war room and all that stuff. From a player's, the draft picks standpoint, how do you think, if at all, the virus, the shutdown of facilities and everything now, no 30 players not visiting the facilities in person. How do you think that could affect the draft, if at all? One of the things I saw was that maybe not on day one or day two, teams are up on the top prospects, but maybe on day three, teams take safer picks, and maybe some teams wouldn't have done as much homework and be ready for it. Do you think it'll have any impact on the draft and the picks themselves?
I think it will. I mean, I think we're going to see quite a few players selected just out of the combine. I believe last year it was the most ever selected from the combine players that attended. I can't remember the exact number, but I know it was an incredibly high number. And then, you know, I think we'll see a lot of the players that were at the Senior Bowl. I think we'll see plenty of players drafted there. And I think it ultimately hurts like the small school guys. You know, I don't think it'll hurt guys like Kyle Duggar, from Lenoir Ryan or Jeremy Chin out of Southern Illinois, but it will ultimately hurt, you know, a lot of those smaller school guys that didn't get that Senior Bowl exposure and stuff like that. So that's what hurts the most, is because those guys were able to, you know, get those top 30 visits or the private workouts or whatever it might be, or pro days, and get an opportunity to talk to 20 teams. Now they're maybe FaceTiming with 10 teams, and that's the difference. I mean, we're seeing different quarterbacks across, you know, even just quarterbacks, they're getting only 10 to 12 meetings with teams, whereas before they were probably meeting with 20 to 25 teams. So the number is probably almost cut in half, or, you know, at least a third or whatever it might be. But I think it ultimately is going to hurt some players, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a pretty deep undrafted free agent pool, and we'll see some talented players there.
You're Brandon Bean, Russell. You don't have a first-round pick. As it stands right now, your first pick is at 54. We're thinking you might be still looking at edge, wide receiver, offensive tackle, cornerback, you know, a running back, if they don't bring in a free agent running back. So what's the scene going to be like, or how is the board going to be when you're up at 54? What kind of player? What is there a position you think would be a better spot to choose at that point?
I know a lot of fans are wanting the running back spot, and I can't fault them. I personally would be looking at getting more players up front on the offensive line. I understand, how can you do that when you've already spent so much time and money and effort into the position? But I would continue to look at maybe getting another asset into the right side of my offensive line, just as insurance to Cody Ford. And you know, I think that's something that you need to consider. Damian Lewis is the player I circle back to, potentially at 54 out of LSU. I think he's got top 75 pick written on him. And this is a guy that, played 15 games this past year at right guard. He's a mauling type of guard, but he does a really good job in his own blocking scheme. So I like what he brings to the table. He's not, you know, super quick, super elusive or anything, but he would make a lot of sense for them if they are looking for a a true right guard, or if they're looking at right tackle. I mean, I think there's certainly some players that they could consider there if they're considering moving Cody Ford inside the guard, where I think a lot of fans would be, I think they feel a little bit better knowing that he's inside and not at right tackle. But if they consider a right tackle, I mean, Jack Driscoll out of Auburn makes a lot of sense. He played very well in Auburn's zone scheme, and I think he, you know, wouldn't necessarily be a player you consider at 54, but if you move down to 86 into the third round, if he's there, that makes a lot of sense. So those would be, you know, just a couple of guys that I would really like for them to look at on the right side of their offensive line.
I'm with you, Russell. I don't need a running back there in round two. If they did go for a running back, who are we talking about? What kind of player? And would it be the running back debate always comes down to this, like Devin Singletary was in round three, or you could even wait till day three and get a running back there. What would a running back in round two be value in terms of if you waited and didn't address it till the third day of the draft?
I know it would be really tough for fans to stomach knowing that if J.K. Dobbins, DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor, if they were there at 54, it would be hard to pass on one of those guys. But you're looking for a complimentary back. You're not looking for a starting back. So I think one of those guys on day three, you know, Josh Kelly out of UCLA would make a lot of sense. I love his patience. I think he would be an asset. I mean, he doesn't break a ton of tackles, and he actually looks a lot bigger on tape. But he played really well at the Senior Bowl. He had a great week of practices. He was a guy that I think just with that patience, that vision, I mean, he's not an elite athlete by any means, but I think he would fit the mold for kind of that complimentary back. Another one would be Eno Benjamin out of Arizona State. He does a really good job catching passes out of the backfield. He's a strong runner, loves to spin out of tackles, not as flexible, maybe a little bit of a better athlete than Devin Singletary, but I think their play styles are kind of similar. So I think that they could play well and play hand-in-hand together. So those would be the two guys that I would circle on day three as potential fits for the Bills.
Russell, get a little pub in for cover1.net and what you guys are doing in terms of draft prep.
Yeah, it's always film breakdowns, all this deep X's and O's that we do. You guys can find me on Twitter at RussNFLDrafts. Smash the follow button. We'll be doing some mock drafts, big board releases over the next couple of weeks. And, just stay up to date with prospect information that we drop every day.
All right. Thanks, Russell. Thanks for giving us on the time on the show this morning. Stay safe. Stay healthy to you and yours.
Thanks. You guys do the same.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.